from KQED.
From KPBS in San Diego, this is the California Report. Good morning to you. I'm John Sepulveda. San Diego has become the political center of California the past few weeks. As protests keep breaking out, big protests, small protests, and even very clever protests. This is from a mariachi band protest that, like many of the others, was in front of federal facilities to protest President Trump's immigration policies. One of those policies includes expanding a federal court program called Operation Streamline to California. It will be the first time this program has been enacted in the state. So what is Operation Streamline? Well, take the idea of a speedy immigration trial and then feed that speedy trial sugar, caffeine, and adrenaline, a process that KQED's Polly Stryker has confirmed will begin on Monday. She spoke to one of the lawyers who will have to navigate this new process on behalf of his allegedly undocumented clients. Polly asked federal defender Andrew Neator what he expects besides more protests.
People are passionate about this, but that's outside the building. You're going in on July the 9th when this begins.
What we've been told so far is that there will be several attorneys that will meet their clients for the first time in the basement of the federal building at about 9 o'clock. And then at 1:30, court would begin, at which point there's an expectation that most of these individuals will plead guilty in exchange for a time-served sentence.
And you don't know who your clients are yet?
I will not know who my clients are until I show up at 9 o'clock that morning.
And you're meeting in the basement?
We're meeting in an area of the basement of the federal building, which apparently has been cleared out and where they're going to set up tables and desks.
Do you have any idea how this is logistically going to work?
Our understanding is that most of these individuals are going to be brought directly from Border Patrol. So they are going to be men and women who might not have slept in a day, who are going to be in whatever clothes they were wearing when they crossed the border. And so we don't know what type of condition they're going to be in, how long they have been without sleep. And so it's going to be a very stressful, potentially coercive environment for them.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
We reached out numerous times to the Department of Justice for comments. We have not heard back. Now, despite this planned fast track of some immigration hearings, the federal government is still looking at ways to detain more than 250,000 immigrants alleged to have come into this country illegally. That increase is due to the new Trump administration policy of detaining entire families. And while proposals for 100,000 people to be detained in Contra Costa and San Diego counties appear to have been scrapped, Bardas Fekili is still very concerned. That's because the senior staff attorney for the ACLU here in San Diego says there are already 50,000 people incarcerated who are not getting their day in immigration court.
And so the idea that we're going to expand this should raise really, really loud alarms for people, both in its scope and, frankly, the ineptitude we've seen in implementing massive programs from the administration. The idea that attorney access is going to be granted, that phone lines are going to be working, all those things that have to go with due process when you detain people, of course we should be concerned about those things.
And on the California Report, we have reported about the phone lines that seem to lead to nowhere. Do you have any evidence at this point that there has been any type of reunification of families?
There has been no effort at reunification. We have not been notified that any reunification is happening. And in a hearing, the government, the attorney for the government basically said, I can't represent to you, Your Honor, to the court, that any specific plans for reunification are in place right now. So the answer is no.
Thank you so much for being on the California Report.
Thank you for having me and for your attention to these issues.
Support for the California Report comes from Personal Capital, the website that shows all financial accounts in one place and helps plan for retirement. PersonalCapital.com. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose Fund for Strategic Innovation supports transformative ideas that benefit humanity while protecting the natural world, recognizing through science the interdependence of all living systems. And Collective Health. American employers are in the healthcare business. It's time they have the technology to drive it. CollectiveHealth.com.
One of the things we have to do as journalists is try to connect dots between current and past events. And I have to tell you, I am seeing something in Democratic California that I feel like I have seen before, almost 10 years ago, in the most conservative areas of the South. What I am seeing is voters fearful that their country is slipping away. On tax day in 2009, I was in suburban Atlanta watching what would become the birth of the Tea Party. And I watched speaker after speaker, many of them older middle-class white women, talk about the financial collapse and the loss of what they believe to be American ideals. Almost 10 years later, in suburban California, I am hearing the same concern. Take what was said at a 300-person march in El Cajon, a San Diego suburb known for producing Major League Baseball players and NASCAR drivers. The march was organized by 85-year-old Judith Taylor. Judith had never organized anything political before.
I just couldn't stand it anymore. The idea of taking children away from their parents is just grating and disturbing, and it hit my last straw.
The separation of families at the border was also the last straw for Debbie Flan. She's from nearby La Mesa.
I cry every time I see kids taken from their mother. I can't believe this is America. I honestly can't.
Flan's not the only one. Patricia Baldwin of Lake Elsinore, an Orange County suburb. Baldwin told us before President Trump, she really wasn't into politics. And yet a few weeks back, there she was at a rally at the border in San Ysidro to protest family separation.
I just felt a tug at my heart that this was something I need to speak up about.
A new Quinnipiac University poll out this week shows Democrats expanding their leads over Republicans in the year's upcoming midterm elections by 9 points. In 2010, at the same time, it was exactly flipped. Republicans were the ones who led by 9 points before going on to capture the House. What's different about this new poll is that for the first time in more than 20 years, immigration is the number one issue on the minds of voters. And the people swinging the numbers towards the Democrats on this issue? Women, who by a 2-to-1 margin disapprove of Trump's family separation policy. And that is the California Report for Thursday, July 5th. I hope you had a safe and enjoyable July 4th. I'm John Sepulveda. Have a great day.